subsidized housing at affordable prices under the Housing Finance and Liquidity Facility could help workers be more enthusiastic about their work and improve their welfare. And that was the news. Morning. Of course, we still have 5 more hours with me, Rain Indonesia, today with you, Voice of Indonesia listener, where you can tune into our online streaming at voinews.ib. Shortwave, 35 kHz and 47.55 kHz, and also our application in AAE Digital. Here with me, Ray, in Indonesia today, and thank you for listening to Voice of Indonesia through AAE Digital, where you can enjoy directly the programs of all AAE stations across Indonesia, your favorite playlists, inspirational podcasts, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using Like, Comment, Share, and Live Chat, AAE Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
Now from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used now that
you ever heard the word Pusijep? If you don't know what it is, in the Aceh region, actually of the Nongre Aceh Darussalam, traditional custom holds a special position in social and religious behavior. The saying, hukum non adat hanjit tre lage zat non sifit, illustrates how Acehese customs and Islamic law are intertwined, much like the relationship between flesh and bone, signifying that Acehese customs are inseparable from Islam. Before Islamic influence predominated, Acehese customs were heavily shaped by Hindu culture, as Aceh was a significant stop in international merchant trade, facilitating cultural exchanges, including from India. Traditions such as Pusijep or Tepung Elar, Bogyate, applying henna, Tanduri Bun, thanksgiving for the harvest, and Putram Amit, childbirth rituals, reflects traces of Hindu influence, and however, these traditions have been adapted to align with the Islamic values. And what is the biggest question? The meaning and philosophy of Pusijep. Pusijep or Tepung Elar is a traditional ceremony symbolizing prayers and safety, peace, happiness, blessings, and also forgiveness. Present in various Acehese ceremonies such as weddings, circumcisions, pilgrimage, house building, and welcoming guests, these ceremonies led by Tengku or the religious scholar or elder who offers prayers and blessings. So, the more you know about the fun fact about Pusijep. The Overseas Service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisalani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Music and Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
ancient times, the Gala village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally jackal fish, yellow tail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as well as the fish's texture is dense, so that it is not brittle when smoked. With its smoke differently and mimically. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the anwers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours, and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked.
Karena orang bien saya ini bahwa yang maha kuasa selalu menyaksikan apapun yang dia kendaki itu.
The philosophy of great love children is that they are gifts from God. The young people believe that God always entrusts anything to you through a medium. This medium bridges the seen and the unseen. So, the ritual is simply about respecting the unseen without worshipping God. We also believe our ancestor, the Mungung Kolodese, also did the ritual. He cut his child's dreadlock and then let the dreadlock flows into the Southern Sea. It is because the past belief that the hair also belongs to God. The cleverness, my task, good will and ethics. If something was entrusted to us through the medium, we should return it through the medium too. It is to avoid miscommunication and to appreciate the medium too.
Ali Fauzi, born in Guyana, upholds the cultural value in this ritual. He managed to preserve his ancestors' heritage in a more modern way without removing the traditional element of the ritual itself. He initiated the Guyana Cultural Festival, an event that could bring many tourists while keep allowing the long ritual process.
Ya, ini juga kita yang penuh dengan filosofi yang bagus sekali, di mana kegiatan rentetan, kegiatan ritual pencerahan di Kimbali ini memang panjang sebetulnya. Hanya memang saat ini tidak terasa yang puncaknya, tapi perlu saya jelaskan apa sih yang panjang itu. Tentunya dimulai dengan acara Napak Tilas. Napak Tilas ada di beberapa tempat, antara nanti lebih dari 20 tempat. Ini adalah konsep dari pesan yang lingkungan sebetulnya, di mana para pemangku adat, pemangku budaya, atau masyarakat yang terlibat dalam Napak Tilas ini adalah berkunjung beberapa tempat yang dianggap sakral atau dianggap harus dihargai, karena dampak dari hidupnya lingkungan di satu tempat itu akan membeli siklus kehidupan yang ada di bumi ini. Karena ada satu mata air yang dianggap sakral, karena mata air itu tentu harus kita survei, harus kita lihat, harus kita hargai pohon-pohon di sekitarnya, karena pohon yang bagus, mata air yang bagus tentu akan memberikan efek kehidupan yang baik untuk manusia sendiri. Jadi ini Napak Tilas selama beberapa hari dengan 20 tempat adalah bagaimana hubungan manusia dengan sekitarnya, manusia dengan manusia ini harus berjalan secara harmonis. Selain memang hubungan dengan sang pencipta sebagai pencipta alam semesta ini menjadi kunci bahwa mohon maaf kami tidak menyembah tempat, tetapi kami menghargai tempat, karena bagaimanapun alam ini sebetulnya mereka bernapas, pohon bernapas, tentu kita harus menghargai ciptaan yang maha kuasa lainnya. Seperti 23 tempat itu panjang, ada yang jalan kaki, kecuali yang jauh saat ini mungkin dibantu dengan kendaraan, saat jalan kaki, dan juga para pemangku itu melakukan beberapa persyaratan biasanya berpuasa dan lain-lain.
This deeply philosophical ritual of cutting dreadlock is really long. It begins with visiting 20 sacred places. The elders and the community figures in full. They visit the places deemed sacred for their impact towards life. It is like preserving the environment. For instance, we visit the sacred water spring. We survey the spring and appreciate the trees around it. In there, we could see how a good water spring can bring good effect to lives, including us human beings. 5 days before ritual, the elders dip the pre-hakim during the visit. The night before the ritual, the dreadlock children will be gathered in a small blanket as a gratitude that the children have arrived at the place of an elder. In the morning, the children will be carried on a carriage across the village. And the parade is followed by art performances. Meanwhile, the services can stay across the Dieng Kulon Village area to Suharto Wiklam or Dharmasala. Because in there, the dreadlock children will undergo a purification ritual. During the previous visits, elders collected water for purification. This purification aims to strip away wickedness from the children. Then, after the purification, the children will be carried again to Anjuna Temple. In the temple, they will cut the dreadlock of the children one by one. The first cut will be done by the elders, and after that, others can also cut the dreadlock under the guidance of the elders. After that, there will be another dedicated blanket called Nyalah Berkah. Visitors can join the event. Since we prepared the blanket for all people to eat together, as a gratitude to the gods for the dreadlock cutting ritual had been done. But the last ritual will be the flowing the dreadlocks.
Ini salah satu filosofi sebetulnya. Apapun ketika ada kegiatan yang bertujuan baik, itu langkah baiknya itu semua dipersihkan. Maka diharapkan untuk memakai pakaian yang baik, pakaian yang bagus, itulah yang kita bersyukur sudah kita fasilitasi.
Here is a crown for human, a special woman. It makes her thought than the fact that most modern children in the end are female. The modern children who have dreadlocks are mostly 2 to 12 years old. For instance, Anita from Wada Sumpu. She's 2 years old. She had asked the dreadlocks to be cut in Dieng Village. She also asked 2 goats.
Ini si Anita sendiri yang minta dari
dia to remember herself wanted the dreadlocks cut in Dieng since she was 2 years old. She also wished for 2 goats.
Kita kan di
kita kan gimana di Dieng.
Permintaannya kok mak utama per 1.
Wishes are specific. Such as one quail egg. The egg must be one and must be from quail. If not fulfilled, the dreadlock will return and condition will worsen.
Like other traditions in Indonesia, this ritual has detailed preparation with full philosophical meaning. For instance, in the parade to Anjuna Temple where the dreadlocks will be cut, there was a card full of bajang children's wishes. There was also another card with full colored tumpeng. Tumpeng is a cone-shaped rice dish with side dishes of vegetables and meat.
Jadi kalau apa tumpeng lojong itu tawaran di Kimbal itu kan seperti pagi contoh situ. Nah, jadi ada candle pagi, ada pambut kimbal.
So, tumpeng lojong means that the dreadlock is like rice. There's dreadlock that is like rice. Another is like sheep wool. Meanwhile, various colors also have meanings. Green means fertility for agricultural trade. White means purity. So, we live our life honestly without doing bad things. Those are the main symbols.
Kita hidup di dunia ini kan harus menjalankan yang apa adanya. Jalan yang lurus, gak usah nikong-nikong ya gitu. Jadi itu termasuk simbol yang paling utama. Kalau putih simbol itu yang warna putih gitu.
Another detail about dreadlock's cutting ritual is that it always helps during dry season, where the temperatures in Dieng Hill fell to 4 degrees Celsius. The medium between hot and cold melted air created mist across the hill since dawn. But then, when the ritual began, the mist will be replaced by warm sunlight. And the ritual began. Preserving tradition with advanced technologies and raising the renewal generation is not easy. People and the value of their tradition proves that tradition can coexist with modernization.
Indonesia dari Indonesia untuk dunia.